Dear listener, this episode is part two of the story titled Hermann Rohenhorst. This is still an open court case, so some witness names have intentionally been omitted to protect the integrity of the case. If you have not listened to part one, please go back to the previous episode of True Crime Kenya. Thank you. On 24th June 2021, Bamburi police arrested Riziki Cherono Ali for the murder of her husband, Hermann Rohenhorst. Police held Riziki on remand pending further investigation. 4 weeks later, the Department of Criminal Investigation announced the arrest of two more suspects.
Welcome back. Two suspects allegedly involved in the execution of a Dutch national have been arraigned in Mombasa. The duo, Timothy Omondi and Mary Nekesa, will remain in custody for the next 3 weeks to pave way for investigations.
22-year-old Timothy Omondi Ngoe, also known as Rashid, and his girlfriend, 33-year-old Mary Nekesa Ambani, were placed under arrest on suspicion of murder. Rashid was a former employee at one of Herman's business establishments, while Mary, who was Riziki's close friend, was a former manager at the same establishment. Described as work colleagues turned crime partners, the police claimed that Rashid and Mary had carefully planned the attack and murder of Hermann on 4th of June 2021. Rashid became a key focus point of the investigation when only 2 weeks after the murder, he purchased a plot of land in Kiembeni Estate in Mombasa and very quickly built a plush four-bedroom house at an estimated cost of 1.5 million shillings. Further investigation found that Rashid owned a pair of blood-stained shoes which were later recovered from his home, and forensic analysis of the blood linked him to the crime scene. The police also found 9mm bullets, a pair of handcuffs, and several mobile phones and SIM cards relevant to the planning of the crime. After days of intense questioning, the suspects described their involvement in the chilling plot to end Herman's life. Mary Nekesa stated that she was a close friend of Riziki's, and when she became aware of Riziki's intentions, she suggested that her boyfriend Rashid may be able to help. Mary told the detectives that on 10th May 2021, she organized a meeting between herself, Riziki, and Rashid, where Riziki confirmed that she wanted to kill her husband and was looking to pay someone to complete the job. When they asked why she wanted to do this, Riziki said that Hermann had demanded a divorce after 13 years of marriage, stating that he could no longer stand their constant arguing. Riziki told them that she feared that with no source of her own income, a divorce would leave her completely destitute. Mary further confessed to detectives that, after outlining her plan against Hermann, Riziki had invited Mary and Rashid to her home on a reconnaissance mission to familiarize themselves with the location and layout of the house. Detectives reported, quote, "In order to know all the details, Rashid took photos of the bedroom where the deceased was later found dead," end quote. Of importance, Rashid familiarized himself with the location of the safe, as Riziki had promised him that if he completed the job, he could take all the money that her husband kept in it. Riziki wasn't sure how much money was in the safe, but believed that it contained both Kenya shillings and foreign currency. Eager to get their hands on the money and improve their own lives, Mary and Rashid agreed. They engaged additional accomplices to assist them with their plan on the night of the murder. However, none of the other suspects have been located to date. On the night of the murder, Riziki opened the door, allowing Rashid, Mary, and the other unnamed suspects into her home. They said that while the murder was taking place, Riziki and three of the suspects drove off in Herman's Toyota Probox and parked at the Serena Hotel, where they tied her hands to the steering wheel and staged the kidnapping. Rashid, Mary, and their unknown accomplices successfully made off with an estimated total of 3 million Kenya shillings. After fulfilling their end of the deal, Rashid and Mary immediately fled to their respective hometowns in Kisumu and Kakamega, where they hid for several weeks. Responding to tips from members of the public, police officers tracked the suspect's mobile phone activity and were able to establish their location. They subsequently tracked them down, and Rashid and Mary were arrested. The Criminal Procedure Code empowers the police or the court to release an accused person on bail or to execute a bond with sureties for his or her appearance. The only exception to this power is in cases where a person is accused of murder, treason, robbery with violence, attempted robbery with violence, or any related offense. Additionally, for the first time in Kenya's history, the Constitution now recognizes and seeks to protect the rights of victims of crime. The Victim Protection Act, enacted by Parliament in 2014, seeks to recognize and give effect to the rights of victims of crime in a number of ways. For example, it imposes a duty on the courts to ensure that every victim is, as far as possible, given an opportunity to be heard and to respond before any decision affecting him or her is taken. The Act gives victims of crime the right to have their safety and that of their family considered in determining the conditions of bail and release of the offender. In fulfillment of these obligations, detectives and authorities consulted with various witnesses and family members affected by Herman's murder to obtain affidavits of evidence in response to Riziki's bail application. On 13th July 2021, investigating officer Detective Ruben Mwaniki filed an affidavit in response to Riziki's request for bail, citing compelling reasons why she should not be released pending the conclusion of the case. The investigating officer stated that there was a high likelihood of Riziki interfering with and intimidating the key prosecution witnesses if released on bail or bond. Detective Mwaniki clarified that the children had recorded statements soon after their mother's arrest and were deemed to be vulnerable and key prosecution witnesses. Further, he stated that there was a high likelihood that the accused person would use her influence on the children by inflicting real fear and anxiety if she was released. Additionally, he stated that she should not be granted bail for her own safety, as the late Herman Rowenhorst had numerous friends who were deeply affected by his death and believed that she was responsible. In the replying affidavit sworn by Riziki on 26 July 2021, she requested bail on the basis that It was a fundamental constitutional right, and there were no compelling reasons to deny her bail. She also stated that her rights had been violated when she had been incarcerated for over 30 days, which was contrary to legislation. Riziki also stated that she suffered from acute ulcers and urgently required medical attention. In response to the prosecution's claims that Riziki would influence her children's testimony, she stated that the children who are witnesses in the case recorded their statements with her knowledge and support before she was arrested. However, she stated that she had not asked them and does not know what they said, and that the alleged fear of her interference is unsubstantiated and has no basis. In relation to her security, Riziki stated that she would take responsibility for her own safety and that she is willing to accept any fair and reasonable conditions that may be imposed on her to alleviate any security concerns. Riziki stated that Herman's closest friends were mainly non-citizens and tourists, so she did not feel that any potential threat would be ongoing. Mr. Modhomi, the prosecution counsel, opposed the bail application, stating that bail is a constitutional right enshrined in Article 49(1)(h) of the Constitution. However, where there are compelling reasons to deny bail, then the right is not absolute. The Constitution has not defined what compelling reasons are. However, the Judiciary Bail and Bond Policy Guidelines issued in March 2015 state that where there is a likelihood of interference with witnesses, the accused may be denied bond. For bond to be denied, there must be strong evidence of this likelihood. At the time the offense was committed, the children, the accused, and the deceased were living in the same house at Rocco Apartments. The children were prosecution witnesses and recorded their statements. They indicated that the accused was seen opening the gate on the material night, and considering the tender years of the children, the court submitted that there was a real threat of interference. On the issue of interference, legal counsel representing Riziki again stated that the children had recorded witness statements immediately following the murder with the knowledge and consent of their mother. The children told the accused that the police required them to record statements, and although Riziki had the opportunity to interfere with them, she fully supported the process and did not interfere. In response to this claim, the prosecution argued that the children could have vital information implicating some suspects on the murder, hence potentially placing them at risk and in need of care and protection. They further claimed that, despite the police placing restrictions on who could visit the household after Riziki's arrest, the accused's family had continuously attempted to visit and reach out to the children. The prosecution submitted this as evidence of deliberate attempts to influence the children through the suspect's family. The bail hearing became a criminal trial in itself, raising various issues of importance for the court's urgent consideration. In addition to legal, safety, and interference considerations, the court was asked to consider the pressing issue that Herman's estate was due to be divided following his death, and Riziki could not be a party to those proceedings unless she was released on bail. On 17th September 2021, the court made a decision in relation to Riziki's bail application.
The Court of Law, Mombasa Law Court, has released Riziki Cherono, the main suspect in the murder of Herman Reinhorst, on a 2 million shilling bond. Two more suspects were charged with the murder of the Dutch tycoon as it emerged that up to 1 million shillings was offered to facilitate the killing. Police, through the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, also alleged that several meetings were convened on behalf of Ms. Cherono to discuss how best the murder could be carried out without them being implicated. Timothy Omondi and Mary Nekesa denied the charges before the Mombasa High Court, and that was before Judge Anne Onginjo.
A few months after Riziki's arrest, police investigations revealed a new key witness in the Herman Rowenhorst case. The witness, who we will refer to as Witness X, gave a detailed account of the planning that led to Herman's murder. According to Witness X, the planning took place over a month in the course of two meetings. The first meeting was held at a bar on the shores of the Indian Ocean, and the second was held at Witness X claimed that Riziki was the key planner in the plot to kill Herman, and that Rashid and Mary were also involved. Witness X also claimed that she heard Riziki discussing the murder plot with Mary and Rashid, and that Ms. Mary had informed Witness X that after considering a number of options, they had chosen Rashid to complete the task. Witness X claimed that on the night of the murder, Mary confessed to her that the deed was done. She further stated that a few weeks later, Mary called her using a strange number to let her know that she had been arrested. She gave Witness X instructions to destroy evidence and warned her that if she confessed to the police, she too would be killed. Following the emergence of Witness X, Mary Nekesa Ambani reached a plea deal with the prosecution and agreed to become a witness against her close friend, Riziki. Mary agreed to help the prosecution to unravel the planning and execution of Herman's murder in exchange for a reduced sentence. The wheels of justice move very slowly in our beloved country, and subsequently, this case has been subject to numerous adjournments. At the time of this publication, the case of Herman Rowenhorst remains in limbo, awaiting the criminal trials of Riziki and Rashid. We will continue to follow this case and will share an update episode once the case is finalized. For many people, retirement is a time of rebirth, a time to redefine their lives on their own terms, while seeking freedom, self-discovery, and happiness. Herman got to enjoy the fruits of his labor, but the golden chapter of his life was cut short, violently and unexpectedly, leaving his family with questions that we hope will one day be answered. Rest in peace, Herman Rowenhorst and Evans Bokoro. True Crime Kenya is produced by Picture Media. Research, writing and editing by DM Noor. Narrated by DM Noor. Theme song by Just the Band. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Dunia ina mambo bana.